Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. On this Friday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsor today is Bronze Roofing. All right, weather. Galveston, 85 degrees down on the island. This morning, today, looking at partly cloudy skies during the morning hours, giving way to showers late today. High of 88, south-southwest winds 10 to 20. That rain chance is 30% tonight. Chances picking up, cloudy skies early, then thunderstorms developing late with a low near 80, south-southwest winds 10 to 15. That rain chance tonight is 70%. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, partly cloudy in the afternoon, high near 85, northeast winds 5 to 10, and that rain chance 50%. So looking at Galveston Channel tides, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low that occurred at 1:39 a.m. It was a 1.2 with a high coming up at 5:59 a.m., a 1.4, and then a low at 3:22 p.m., an 0.3. 6:56 a.m. is sunrise, 7:44 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 26%. Looking at current conditions, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It is 85 degrees out there with 87-degree water. A south wind at 16 to 20. And then at Eagle Point inside, we have 84 degrees with 87-degree water. Make that 88. It's 87.8, so it's warm. South-southwest winds 13 to 15. And up at Morgan's Point, it's 83 degrees with 88-degree water. South wind at 7 to 11. And CCA Star Tournament leaderboard update. We do when we can. Still seven tagged Reds weighed in the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. Gary Merchant and Nate Appella, that's only two red tags, have been brought in and qualified. And blue tag division, five of them, Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams rounded off for the blue tag division. That's for a transport boat Mercury coastline package. So, and then looking at the starboard, and as far as sheephead, Eric Harper still leading with a 9-10. Sheree Andrada is leading the gaff top division with a 6-14. And black drum division, that was up this week. That was a change. Holden Ashworth of Ider with an 18-pound, 2-ounce black drum. And in the Hall Power Offshore Division, Carol Riley leading with Kingfish. Leslie Maven of Grosbeck leading the Kingfish Division with a 51-4. And Dorado Omar Casado of Alvin with a 42-4. Lean Cobia, Cody Milton, Corpus Christi, 93 pounds, 5 ounces. And Red Snapper, Joseph Hansen, still leading with a 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper. So that's where we're at. And time's running out. Got through Labor Day to get you a big one to get weighed in and take over the leaderboard. That would be nice, right at the last minute. All right, let's go up to Lake Livingston now and Pinwa Campground and Marina, and let's talk to our good friend Jody Blair and see what's going on Lake Livingston for the upcoming holiday weekend. Jody, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. A little tired this morning. We were up late last night celebrating my husband's 50th birthday, so kind of dragging bottom a little bit.
The big 5-0.
The big 5-0. I told him, I said, it's about time I'm not a 50-year-old married to someone in his 40s. So he finally caught up to me. I wore that cougar tag for about 6 months. And now it's gone.
Well, black balloons and all at the party.
That's it. So, down in Livingston. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, well, what else is going on in the metropolis of Livingston?
Oh, yeah. We got so much going on this weekend. Labor Day, you know, everybody runs down here to escape the city. So, right now, the water's a little bit cooler than up in Conroe and over there in San Rayburn. So we're sitting at about 87 degrees with a normal stain. The water is about 0.26 above pool. So, and bites have still been going on good in the mornings and afternoons, catching the most of the white bass at the 6-17 feet. And then catfish, they've been decent at 10 to 20 feet. And then those largemouth, they're getting caught pretty good on those swim jigs. So, and they're hiding up in those rocks. So if you can get up in those rocks without getting hung up, you're going to probably catch a largemouth out there. So we got a couple of things going on the lake. I think it's the dam rally weekend. So it's anybody with watercrafts or boats, they're getting out there at, they're meeting at Lake Life Concierge, and they're just going to travel all, you know, gang up and do a little round around the lake over by the dam and come back. And then we have a couple of restaurants in town, like the Blue Duck. They're going to be having live music tonight, or this weekend, sorry. So it's going to be popping out here in Livingston, just, you know, everybody wanting to get away and enjoy the lake.
Yeah, that's really the last, you know, outdoorsman type holiday weekend, you know, until, you know, we get to Thanksgiving and Christmas. But, well, that's
going to be the last time we get really filled up. So we got plenty of gas out there. We're stocked on gas and minnows and live bait. So we're ready for the rush.
Ready for it. And yeah, and operable ramps. What do you have? Two ramps there that are operable?
We do. We have two boat ramps. So we got plenty of room for parking. Come on out and, you know, launch that boat. Go have some lake fun. We have that fish cleaning station. You can come in and clean your fish after you catch them. So, and we still have that, a couple of spots open this weekend if people want to come down and rent for the weekend and stay with us. And then we do have some spots available for long term if you're, you know, looking for somewhere to park the RV and have a little weekend getaway during the, you know, the year. We have plenty of spots for that. Or if you want to, you're looking for long term, you want to just get away from the city and come out and live the simple life in that RV, we have plenty of long term spots as well, still running that special. With the 6 months, you get 1 month off, free. And for the 12 months, you get your 6 month and your 12th month free.
Oh, that's cool. That'll work.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's good to know you've got some, you know, temporary spots open for like somebody that wants to come through and park for the weekend and enjoy Livingston and move on.
That's it. We've got a little spot for everybody.
Do you ever get a lot of that? People just kind of...
Yes,
like older folks like myself that have motorhomes or RVs or whatever and just stop in to stay a few days and then move on to another spot.
We have that quite often, but we also, it's snowbird season. So we're going to fill up pretty fast with those people trying to, you know, escape those hard winters and come down to Texas and stay thawed out. So that's why we're going to go ahead and offer that 6 month because, you know, they come down for the, you know, the cold season to get away from the 5 inches of 12 inches of snow wherever else. And and then they go back and enjoy the beautiful, you know, summers up north.
Yeah, nice, cool summers. Well, it depends on where you're at. Sometimes it gets hot up there, too.
Not like Texas. Texas,
no,
I'm
not
telling
like
you.
Here.
Woo! I don't know what's worse, the heat or the humidity.
Yeah, probably a little of both. Combine the two.
Right.
Makes it tougher.
It is.
I remember I'd have family that would come down in the summertime so they could go fishing and all that, and they'd go, man, how can y'all breathe in this down here? You know, we're just used to it. They just...
We're acclimated to it.
Yeah, they couldn't handle it.
Nope. Texas strong.
They didn't like it. Not a bit.
That's fine. That leaves more room for us.
Do you and your husband get to recreate any? Do y'all, are you always just busy at Penwall? You don't ever get to go fishing?
I don't get to go fishing, but he'll sneak up on a weekend and he'll go. And, you know, he's had a lot of good luck. He'll get out there in his kayak and stay right around, you know, the boat ramps and stuff, the boat launches. And really right there at where we have our boat stalls, those crappie will get up in there in the summer and they'll hide because it's cooler. Because it's covered, and but yeah, he gets out there and he'll catch some decent fish. He still loves his gulf fishing from us living in Deer Park.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling this winter we're going to make a trip down there and go out to the what is it the flagship Oh, it's that little place down there. It's like a park. Seawolf Park.
Seawolf Park? Yeah,
Seawolf.
Yes. Yeah, for the flounder run.
Flounder. Yep, yeah. That's my favorite. That's about the only time he'll get me in the water with fishing because I'm more of a hunting girl. But, yeah, Seawolf Park is my favorite to catch those flounders.
Well, that's good. That's flounder table fare. Can't hardly beat it. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
It's we have that, you know, close season on flounder, you know, for a while during the migration and everything to save for conservative reasons. But hopefully we'll get some early cool fronts this year and get them moving and staging up better, and people can take advantage of liberal limits.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I need a little getaway. But, yeah, I stay pretty busy out there, you know. Anybody's looking for a spot, give us a call at 936-209-4819, or you can look us up online at PenwaRVResort.com, and you can book a little short-term stay there, or if you just want to talk to a live person, I'm in the office, and I can get you booked up as well.
Well, that'll work. That's good info. All right, Jody. Right. Well, you good luck this weekend. Hope y'all survive it. It's probably
we will
be
survive.
Busy.
4th of July. If we could survive 4th of July, we can survive Labor Day.
Yeah, that's the big one. 4th of July is a big one. All right.
I did that one by myself, but it was fun.
Well, there'll be a lot of people on the road with fuel prices down and everything. A lot of people.
Yeah.
They're going to move around this Labor Day.
That's right.
All
there
right.
We go.
Well, Jody, you have a great one. Appreciate the update from Lake Livingston, and I'll talk to you next week. You be safe.
Sounds good. Talk
See
to you then.
Now. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right. I did the front part of the leaderboard for the Star. This is the last weekend of it, so good luck to everybody. Hope you get what you're looking for. But let's do the Star Kids and the Star Teens. Sheephead right now. Nothing's really changed on the kids board here lately. Caroline Konecki, a 9-year-old of Mission, Texas, is leading the Sheephead division in the Star Kids with a 6-pound, 3-ounce. Second place is Roman Davidson, a 5-year-old of Beaumont, with a 5.12. That's pretty good for a 5-year-old. Really is. Gafftop, Cohen Fakeney, an 8-year-old, with a 5-pound, 10-ounce gafftop from Corpus. And that was weighed in at Roy's Bait and Tackle. Tyler Morrison is runner-up right now of Lumberton with a 5.2. On the 2 gaff top right there, leader and runner-ups. And Star Teens, looks like Sheephead, Hudson McBride, a 14-year-old of Cypress. This fish was weighed in Matagorda. 9-pound, 1-ounce Sheephead. Runner-up, 1 ounce behind Levi Claiborne of Pearland with a 9-0. Man, that's close. And then looking at Gafftop and the Star Teens, Wyatt Nyland of Angleton weighed this one in at Surfside, a 5-pound, 15-ounce Gafftop. And runner-up right now is Hunter Morrison, a 14-year-old of Lumberton, with a 5-pound, 10-ounce. A lot of Lumberton people on the leaderboard. There's another one, Tucker Morrison of Lumberton, with a 5-5 in that Gafftop division. So, anyway, all right, we're not getting anybody this morning. It's very apparent of what's going on. Can't get Bob Green. I hope he's not having problems. But we'll try to get Tommy Alexander. He's usually up after Bob. We'll get him here shortly. But as far as fishing going on right now, I know the winds have kicked up and it's kind of messed the surf up a little bit, you know, here the last day or two. But man, the redfish are running. Big schools are, you know, they're staging up all up and down the coast in the surf. I mean, from Sabine, as far as everybody I know over that way, all the way down the coast to south. And some are being caught off the beach by, you know, bank fishermen, wade fishermen, setting out bull red lines. But, man, the guys chasing tarpon, they're running across just herds and herds of redfish schooling. Most of them bulls, you know, all oversized, big reds. But they'll, as we move towards this next full moon, we'll probably get some staging around passes for early spawning when those big redfish do that. And tarpon, it's been a good year so far, up and down. It's, you know, it could be better up this way, but when you do find them, I know James has been doing real good when he gets on a school, kind of away from everybody else, but probably the most numbers have been around the Port O'Connor area, Matagorda South. They're catching a lot of numbers of tarpon. Seen a few big ones. I saw one yesterday that was probably a 180, 185, somebody caught. But it's been getting bumpy, and I did see where the amberjack, the greater amberjack, there's no commercial harvest on them this year that we know of so far. I don't know what's up with that for the wrecks. I don't know whether there's been any kind of announcement on that or not, but anyway, it's kind of where we stand on that. And as far as trout fishing is going, and, you know, in the surf, it's been really good this year. A lot of people have caught, you know, some beautiful fish all up and down the coast in the surf. I know Cliff's been catching sight casting in Corpus in the surf down there for, I mean, some good fish, 6 and 7 and 8 pound fish. As far as in the bay, these trout are, you know, I'd say the majority of them are deep. There's a few wade fishing areas that are holding some topwater trout right now early in the mornings, mid-morning. And for the most part, though, your deeper structure, you know, like well pads, you know, deeper reefs along the ship channel, you know, all the way up to my way, and then some of the gas wells are holding some decent numbers of trout. And sharks are really, really plentiful in some of these areas where there's a lot of fish. The sharks will they'll take care of a few of them for you, especially in that Ailes area. That's always been even back when we didn't have a lot of sharks like we do now, that was always an area that, man, we'd lose a lot of big fish to bull sharks out of the boat. You'd be catching trout pretty good, and as soon as you get a real good one on anything from 5 pounds or better, the tax man would grab it pretty easily. And everything's kind of moving north. You know, I talked to Bill yesterday, Watkins over there, and he was talking about his fish. They're starting to, you know, as the waters clean up and salt up, they're moving north. That's what they do this time of year. This is our next full moon, that'll be a big movement moon. We'll see a lot of trout and reds. They'll start moving their tracking northward to the upper reaches of our bays. They like to get back in the top end of these bays where you have all the marsh and everything that drains into the system, and all the shad come out. Well, the bait's just more prevalent, and when that water gets, the salinity gets right, these fish, they congregate to it. But I know guys that are fishing in the marsh up above my bay, that water's still pure fresh back there, and it's just incredible. They're trying to catch catfish, and sharks are eating a lot of them. They've never seen it like that. The infestation of bull sharks, anywhere from 2 footers up to 5-6 footers, and I mean, just if you're reeling the fish in, they're going to take it. A lot of bull reds mixed in up there too. You know, they can handle that fresher water like that. And some trout can, too. You know, your smaller trout, they adapt to it because that's where they're born. That's where they're raised. They grow up in those brackish areas. But a lot of action back there on other species other than trout. And flounder, they tolerate it. A few flounder being caught, especially around bayou mouths and drains, you know, drop-offs like that. And it's... that's only going to get better as water temperatures drop and the movement starts. A lot of them will start coming out of the marsh. They tolerate that fresh water quite well. And people I know that are catching them right now, they're just using jigs, dragging them along the bottom. You know, they're not using bait on them. Probably do a lot better if they had mud minnows or finger mullet or something like that, even live shrimp. But there's so much junk in the water that it's hard to use any kind of live bait because you're catching all the garbage, like ladyfish and gaff top, just like crazy. Another big hatch on those this year. It's most of the ones I've been catching they're juveniles. And every once in a while, you'll get on a school where there's, you know, your bigger ones, your mature ones. So that's kind of where we're at. Typical in-between summer to fall pattern. And fish will stay deep. I've seen those fish, though, this time of year. They'll stay on those wells throughout the fall. You know, you just have some fish that like to live deep like that, your speckled trout, and then others like to go shallow on the flats in the fall when the water gets cooler. So we'll get there. That's just where we're at this time of year. Hunting season around the corner, bird season anyway. So we'll go from there to whatever. But it's one of those things, normal time of year. All right. Yeah, Tommy just texted me, so we'll call him back and get Tommy Alexander. We'll talk some Matagorda fishing here in a little bit. But Star Leaderboard, this is the last weekend. Hope be nice to see some more tagged reds caught. That's hard to believe. All the people that are fishing, only seven of them, seven reds have been, you know, legitimate ones. You know, they're my... Might have been others caught that weren't in the tournament, but these are tournament people. Got five blue tags and two red tags. Be nice to see a few more of those caught before the weekend's up. So, anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:32. All right, let's go to Matagorda now. Let's check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Good morning, Tommy. What's up, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, brother.
What is up? Not a lot. What about the wind? Is it up?
Yeah. It's out of your favorite direction, too.
Yeah, it did that to me yesterday.
That's man, south-southwest.
Yeah. Yesterday we got out there, and it wasn't bad. And I just stopped. I landed on them. I killed the motor, and we just started catching them like instantly. Yeah. I mean, good fish, 18, 19 inch trout. You know, good solid fish.
Mm-hmm.
And we're popping them fast and furious. And then like there was a storm. You could see it's still like two storms coming. And I thought we were going to go right, but it looked like we were going to get right between them. You know, they were going to go on both sides of us. And when they just got a little bit closer, and all of a sudden that wind kicked up out of the southwest, and it started raining, and we ended up having to run, and we went further east. The wind started blowing pretty hard and white capping. Anyway, long story short, once we went back to where we were, and nothing. I mean, nothing. We went right, you know, after we let it go by, came back, and we couldn't find them again.
Man.
That wind had kicked up out of the southwest, and I don't know what changed, but we could not find them anymore after that. It just got really tough.
Was there a lot of lightning in it, thunder and stuff?
No, there wasn't. It was just wind and rain.
Oh, usually that'll shut them down, but you didn't have any of that. That's weird.
Nope. I didn't even see a lightning, nothing. And I thought it looked like we were going to go right perfect. Like there was one going on each side. I was like, man, I told the guys, we're going to, I think it's going to be perfect, you know?
Yeah, you were in the sucker hole.
Yeah.
Walls closed in.
And then all of a sudden it got to blowing harder. Next thing you know, it was white capping, and And my guys were like, man, I don't think we're going to be perfect. I said, yeah, I think I was wrong. And also, I seen that rain coming. I said, man, let's run further. Let's go east because that's the best direction it looked like. So anyway, we took off and we ran a couple miles east. And we did get out of it, and I watched it go by. And then I said, all right, let's go back down there because we weren't catching anything where we moved to. So we went back to where we were, and the water was off-colored already that quick, and we couldn't find them again.
Yeah, it doesn't take much, man, again. With the water temperatures hot and you get a southwest wind, it'll roll it up, man.
Man, and I mean, we had landed on them, and good ones. And we had a couple. I mean, in a matter of 10 or 15 minutes, you know, we had already boxed several and a couple overs, you know, like 10 minutes. It was just like as soon as we stopped on. And no unders, all basically everything we were catching was 17 inches and up there for about 10, 15 minutes. It was fast and furious. And, man, they left or shut down or something. We couldn't ever, I never found them again.
Crazy.
Something changed, yeah. And then and after that, we were on the struggle bus. It was like all different after that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We fished and fished and fished. Finally, it would have been a few hours later, though. But finally, we got another little bite going. But it was hours later and in a different spot. That was that, but the rest of the week had been pretty good, you know. Really, yesterday was the weirdest day.
Well, it's I don't know. We didn't have many storms over this way.
I went and had renewed my license. One day I went and did that this week.
Yeah, everybody needs to do their state stuff.
Yeah.
That's the last weekend of it.
Yep.
Got to get you new combos.
Yep, I went and did that. And then, you know, they asked for that medical card. Mm-hmm. And I have it. So that lady asked to see my medical card. So I gave it to her. And she couldn't read the date on it. The date was kind of, I mean, although I could read it, it was a little smudged out on the card they gave me.
Yeah.
And, the back of the captain's license has those little holders, you know, put like your TWIC cards and your medical card in them. Well, I had it in that holder, and I handed her my whole captain's license, and she just opened it and looked in there, and she said, oh, I can't read your date. And I said, well, pull it out of that little thing. You might can read it. No, I can't read it. She wouldn't even pull it out. Like, she wouldn't pull it out of the little thing. So she gave it back to me. She said, you're going to have to go online. I can't read it. So I pulled it out. Well, anyway, I could read it, but she wouldn't even. And it was a whole deal. But so she made me go online. I'll tell you,
what is the problem with these people working for the government? It's just like renewing your driver's license. I mean, what an act of Congress you got to go through.
Yeah, so I had to go online I had to go they did let me back in line. I had to get out of line, but they let me go back in line. But I had to go onto this website and find my verification. You had to click on verification and put in your name and your email and phone number, and then it sent you this little number that was your verification code or whatever. So then I had to go back in line and show her that to make sure my card was good.
That's nuts.
So anyway,
I'd have opened that up and said, look, see that? There's the date on it right there.
Yeah.
Look at it.
It was smudged, but you could still read it.
Yeah. That's nitpicking. That's that.
Yeah.
And they wonder why everybody's disgusted with them.
So I did that. I got all that accomplished. And then the rest of the week was pretty decent. I mean, you know, it was all pretty good. Pretty decent fishing. Everybody's been catching them pretty okay, you know. Been pretty good. I mean, there's been a random few slow days here and there. We have some days that aren't very good. But overall, I would say it's been pretty good.
You know, y'all are always an area, you know, where a lot of sand trout and guff trout are caught. Have y'all had, what's going on with that? I hadn't heard much at all.
Caught one yesterday, and that was it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of any decent-sized ones over this way either.
No, no decent-sized ones, and not a lot of them out anyway. You know, there's some days you just catch, you know, lots of them, but I don't think I've caught more than four or five in one day. Yesterday we had one, and it was about 12 inches, which was okay, but that was the only one we saw. You know, it wasn't like normal when you catch a whole bunch, but I tell you, you know, a little bit later in the year, I don't remember what exactly month it is, but in fall time, a lot of times they'll get up our river, and there's always a couple spots up the river where I can catch like 100 of them. But, you know, I'm waiting to see. I haven't got there yet. It's usually
we're
a couple months away from that. But
right.
As far as in the bay catching the big ones, no, I have not seen them this year.
Yeah, it's strange.
We catch a couple a day, one to three or four a day, and they're not big. You know, they're 10, 12 inches. Or less, you know, 8 inches, sevens, little bitty ones. We did keep that one. We had about a 12-incher yesterday. We kept it.
Mm-hmm.
And then our redfish is very, very random.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah. One day we'll catch three or four slots, five maybe, and, you know, and then all of a sudden that's it again. And we won't see one for a couple trips. You know, I went out, I fished the jetties there a little while, you know, when the surf was good. The surf got good there for a while, but I never personally had a really good day in the surf. Every time I went out there, we'd catch a couple right off the bat, and then that was it. It was over for me. I couldn't find them. I'd always stop, first stop, we'd catch two, three, four, and then it was like I couldn't find them.
Huh.
So that one day I left it. I got mad. I was like, man, heck with this. I left it, and I was going to go back to the bay, and I come back through the jetties, and the jetties just looked beautiful, and there wasn't anybody there. And so I said, well, let's just try this. I pulled up over there, dropped my trolling motor down, and we ended up smoking them pretty good at the jetties.
Right.
And we caught red and trout both, you know, there mixed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a few good days fishing the jetty, but then that ended too, you know. And then I was kind of like Charlie. I just stay in the bay. There were several trips where there wasn't many. There was almost nobody in the bay.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's how it was.
He said the guys he knows that are doing the best in the surf are just driving down the beach till they find what they're looking for, slicks and bait and stuff, and then hopping out on them, boom, getting them.
That's right. I'm the same thing. I've heard the same stories. I don't know, a week or so ago, I was at the cleaning table. I'd came in, it was about 11:30. I had two guys, and I went up to the cleaning table with our six trout. And I was pulled up, and I just started cleaning them. And I seen this big group of boys come, but I had seen them before. You know, they've been coming up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they dumped out. They had seven limits of trout and like 12 reds. And they had all, well, that's what they did, was drive down the beach in their trucks. And they'd all piled up in the truck and drove down the beach until they found them. But they had brought in seven limits and 12 reds. And that's what they were doing. Said they were 6 or 8 miles down the beach somewhere.
Meat hall for these days.
Yeah, you're right. That was the biggest pile of trout I've
seen. That used to be one gad boat, man. One boat.
Yeah.
Had many fish.
Yeah, that was the biggest pile I'd seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And they all throwing lures. They were washing their rods off, and I looked, and they all had lures on the rods.
Yeah.
So they were throwing lures. They said they were 6-7 miles down. They just had been driving down there until they see a bait or birds diving, he said. And then
birds. Birds a good indication this time of year in the surf, too.
That's right. So, he's right. That's the same thing I was hearing. I was hearing better reports from people driving.
Yeah.
Or the guys throwing croakers. Those guys were smoking them pretty good in the surf.
Right.
You know, doing their croaker thing. That was working pretty good. I just didn't. It wouldn't work for me. I ended up just staying in the bay most of the time.
Yeah, you got a better grip on them. Got structure to hold them.
I just had better. I don't know. I'm just better. If that surf's not just right, I'm better in the bay. But
what was that? 3 or 4 years ago, when y'all had that unbelievable surf summer over there.
Yeah, it was right after the freeze. I mean, it wasn't too long after the freeze.
Yeah, that was a year or two after.
Yeah, it was a year or two after that, and they got in that surf that time. Yeah, I mean, that's when we were catching them like you couldn't even believe. I don't even remember. That one day I had like the best day I ever had out there. You could just drop your lure off the side of the boat. I mean, they were everywhere. They were eating the prop off the boat.
Huh.
And it was like that for, it wasn't just one day. There was a couple days like that. So, that's about it.
All right, buddy.
Well, I'm looking for bass fishing. I'm supposed to bass fish next week one day. I haven't done that in a while.
Well, it'd be a good change.
Yeah.
Switch horses for a little while.
Here in a couple months, I'll get back to doing that.
All right, Tommy. This winter. Well, if somebody wants to come over and fish Matagorda with you or go bass fishing, give them a number where they can reach you and get going.
Man, let me know. Give me a holler or a text or whatever. My phone's the best way. 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Hey, have a good weekend.
All right. Take care. Take it easy, Mickey.
All right, buddy. See you. All right. That's Tommy Alexander and Matagorda. Now let's go down to South Padre and check in with Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to. Good morning, Brian. What's happening? Well, did we lose him? Yeah, I'm not hearing anything. He's supposed to be there. He's on my screen, but nothing. Well, we'll get him back. It's one of them mornings. Seen this before. Anyway, yeah, that's, it's so difficult these days to get anything done. You know, that's why people just get so aggravated, and I can't blame them. You know, it just, man, if you don't have a I dotted or a T crossed, oh, you're rejected. I mean, whatever, when it comes to renewing anything, and it's just it'd be a nightmare sometimes. All right, let's try Brian again. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
What's up?
Oh, not much. Just connecting my boat trailer. I swear I got the worst service inside of my on my driveway here. And in my house. My phone seems to hang up on us once every 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, I had to make the big switch out at my place, I don't know, about 10 years ago. I'd had one phone service forever, and I had to switch providers because that's terrible when you can't even get cell service at your own house, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's aggravating.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah. So.
But anyways, I'm getting ready to go fishing, you know, trailering up, doing the classic deal, but I think we're gonna have a good day today. The wind's pretty calm. The wind has been pretty up there with some waves making it kind of choppy the last 2 days out on the water.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I've been anchored up tarpon fishing in 3-footers, you know. And I had the Cross boys in town, Skip, and his brother, old school early morning sickos and longtime fisherman with James Plogg.
Right.
Buddies of his.
Right.
And, yesterday we didn't do too well. We could only fish a little while yesterday because they're fixing my floors in my house. We had to cut the trip after like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
But the day before we went out and Skip caught himself a really nice about 150 pounder. We lost another one, and boy, we said that 150 pounder, we had the drag really cranked down on it. And yeah, it must have been maybe a 23-24 minute fight on it. Pretty quick fight. And it was funny because Skip was talking about it. I said, well, it was one of the craziest fights he had done because it was so, I had the drag so tight, the fish was so close to the boat doing all the jumps, you know?
Right.
And right. It was really wavy out. It was like some, it was like some hardcore, I forget what he called it, but like some hardcore sports stuff in the rough waves trying to fight a tarpon that close. So. But it worked out good, you know, and then I sent you the day last time we talked, I told you I was getting ready to get out there super early because the bite had been tough as soon as the sun came up. We went out there, and that's when I texted you that picture of that tarpon.
That was cool. We had a spotlight on the fish. That's how dark it still was.
Yep. And those tarpon have that, it's called like corpus luteum or something like that, I think, where their eyes glow red, kind of like, you know, some of the animals out there, like raccoons and stuff. So it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat seeing them tarpon do that deal, you know. Since then, that school has left, so I'm not waking up at 2:45 in the morning to go out there and take a look at nothing. So,
right.
Maybe when that big school comes back through, I'll get back in there. But I've just been doing my classic stuff right now, you know, working the jetties, working the beaches. You know, there's nothing there. We go catch some snook or something.
Y'all, on your beaches down there, y'all catch them a little closer in than we do, don't you?
It depends. I'm not sure exactly where the guys catch them out in Galveston and stuff like that.
Well, most everything.
Definitely not a few miles out. I think we catch them in the same depth, but our depth is just a little bit closer, you know?
Yeah, y'all drop off a lot quicker than we do.
Yeah, so, you know, my 30 foot's going to be, you know, 700 yards.
Yeah, I see some of your videos, and I'm going, look at that. He's right off the beach, man.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll get lucky, and they'll cruise, like, way in there. They'll follow some bait way in there, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it can be really nice. Like, this last year, I found a school. It was worked out perfect, because I had a client and his wife, and they did not want giant tarpon, you know? They wanted what they call fun-sized ones. And I was like, cool, so what do you mean, like an 80, 90-pounder? They're like, no, like 30s and 50s. I was like, oh, okay. But, yeah, we got really close on the beach. First gut, there was a bunch of, like, small tarpon rolling, you know, a bunch of 50-pounders. It was cool. It must have been 6 foot of water.
Mm-hmm.
You could have sight-casted them with your feet dry from the beach,
from the
you
beach,
know?
From the beach, yeah.
Yeah, that was how close those ones were. That didn't last too long. I mean, I can't tell. Because it's never really, like, calm enough to, like, get that close to the beach, you know?
Yeah.
It's still always got some little white caps, even 1 foot, 2 foot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Still some little white caps up there, so it's hard to get too close. But to be able to say they left or something. But I haven't seen many. I've been able to get in that close to look for them. And like I said, I'm usually looking for really big ones. And they tend to be out in that 30 foot of water. Unless if, you know, sometimes I'll get, like, Lone Ranger ones that are just kind of cruising by themselves doing their own thing.
Right.
And those will be up shallow, you know, but if you're looking for a school of big tarpon, you got to be in, like, you know, 30 foot or something like that.
Yes.
And hope to see the, you know, big numbers of fish, like, but there's definitely Lone Rangers in every gut out there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're prevalent. They don't all school. What's the biggest fish you've
feeding.
Seen this year?
I'm sorry?
What's the biggest fish you've seen or caught this year?
I definitely caught one that was over 200 pounds.
That was the one in the TIFF tournament?
That was the one in the TIFF tournament. That was a great fish. That was an absolute blast.
I bet.
And I would say that fish was 90-something inches.
Dang.
Like to the fork.
Yeah.
So that was a really, really big fish. You know, I've caught a few other ones that were in the realm, you know, the 180 realm.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they were a true 200 pounder.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, 180 pound fish, 200 pound fish, not much of a difference there, you know?
Right. They just have that look, man. It's like big trout. You bust 10 pounds.
They got that surfboard.
Different animal.
Different animal, yeah, and they've got that, their body gets as wide as a surfboard.
Yes.
Like back to belly, like up and down wide.
That's a big one. That's a good
one. Yeah, when they lay on their side, it looks like you could lay your whole body on them and take a nap.
Right.
That's how you can tell their eyeballs bodies, are the size of your... Yeah, the eyeball's like almost the size of your palm, you know?
Oh, yeah. Eyeball's like a shot glass.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why they're so special. I mean, they're smart. They're hard to get a hold of, man, you know? I haven't been doing much of anything else lately for the past, you know, couple of months. That's what I'm doing.
Well, it's your time of year, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to keep with it until a hurricane kicks me off them or cold front, one of the two.
I know it. Run them hard, brother.
So far, we've been doing good on the storm season. Nothing too bad, you know? Nothing too bad out there.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Let's keep our fingers crossed. We don't want to
get out of this unscathed, man.
Yeah, that'd be nice. One more month or so.
All right, Brian. Well, hey, buddy, if somebody wants to come down and hook up with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure. Fastest way is a direct call, area code 956-755-9413, or you can check out the website and my social media to follow along on all the catches, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Brian, have a good day, man. Enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time. Y'all have a good one.
Same here. Later. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.